He says, I know only two directions, but my hearers change. So they think that I'm really
yeah.
Yeah. So you have to prepare only one verse and go around. People think, oh, such a beer. Shastri. You know, Shastri. Suddenly, there was only one verse. No, I mean to say, even one verse is Bhagavatam. Even if you prepare this, Mahabhishnu is Shrestha, more than enough. A whole nice ocean of knowledge is there. And different interpretations are there. Every time you speak the same verse, you can see Prabhupada also speaking the same verse, but the interpretations are different. So we also, we completely different. Because Krishna is speaking. So every time the different realizations are there. Please, and clear mind, non-envious mind is required. And we should completely forget. And this Param, this Nibir Matsaranam, Nibir Matsaranam, the faith must be there. What envy we are going to? We are all on the dying path. We are all condemned. One by one we are going to go away. We are not interested in it. We are standing in line dealing. And one after the other they are going to be executed. There is no other way we can save ourselves. So what are you doing? This difference of opinion and we is on a material level. There shouldn't be any difference. What is the difference? Oh, everybody has to chant it. Why we should struggle to be a leader also? Why we should struggle to be a guru also? We have Param Guru, catching the lotus feet. I am also catching, you are also catching. That's it. No outward show is not required. Condemned men cannot show anything. What can they show? They are going to be there. Konvatva Suvedhyanam Kamuva Muttirantike Agatha Manasya Vadrasya Naeva Tushida. So Tushdi kaha hai? From there he is going to be satisfied. The Vadrasya Agatha Manasya. He is being led to the place of execution. We are all being led to the place of education. What envy and what this and what that. We are not interested in anything. Own artha. What is artha for him? He is only going to condemn. This is how we put ourselves on the straight path. Ready? Ready to listen.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Mahavishnu.
The voice of the Lord
vibrated as follows.
The voice
of the Lord vibrated as follows.
O best of learned persons.
O best of learned persons.
Do not fear.
Do not fear.
I wish all good fortune to you.
I wish all good fortune to you.
Become my devotees.
Become my devotees.
By hearing.
Chanting.
About me.
And offering me.
Prayers. For these are certainly
meant to award
benedictions
to all living entities.
I know all about the activities of
Hiranyakashipu,
and shall surely stop them
very soon.
Please wait patiently
until that time.
Go to the fourth word.
Sometimes people are very much eager to see God. Sometimes people are very much eager to see God. In considering the word Madharshanam, seeing me, which is mentioned in this verse, one should note that in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Bhaktyamam Abhijanati. In other words, the ability to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or to see Him, or talk with Him, depends on one's advancement in devotional service, which is called Bhakti. In Bhakti, there are 9 different activities. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmani, Vedanam. Because all these devotional activities are absolute, there is no fundamental difference between worshipping the deity in the temple, seeing Him, and chanting His glories. Indeed, all these are ways of seeing Him, for everything is done in devotional service. For everything done in devotional service is a means of direct contact with the Lord. The vibration of the Lord's voice appear in the presence of all the devotees, and although persons vibrating the sound, although the person vibrating the sound was unseen to them, they were meeting or seeing the Lord because they were offering prayers and because the vibration of the Lord was present. Contrary to the laws of the material world, there is no difference between seeing the Lord, offering prayers, and hearing the transcendental vibration. Pure devotees, therefore, are fully satisfied by glorifying the Lord. Such glorification is called kirtan. Performing kirtan and hearing the vibration of the sound Hare Krishna is actually seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. One must realize this position, and then one will be able to understand the absolute nature of the Lord's activities.
Go to the next verse.
Yada deveshu vedeshu.
Yada deveshu vedeshu.
Oshu vipreshu sadhushu.
Yada deveshu vedeshu.
Oshu vipreshu sadhushu.
Dharme mahisha vidveshaha.
Sabha ashu vinashyati.
Yada deveshu vedeshu.
Oshu vipreshu sadhushu.
Dharme vaisha vidveshaha.
Sabha ashu vinashyati.
Yada, when,
Deveshu,
unto the demigods,
Vedeshu,
unto the Vedic scriptures,
Goshu,
unto the cows,
Vipreshu,
unto the Brahmanas,
Sadhushu,
unto the saintly persons,
and to the saintly
saintly persons.
Her name.
Unto religious principles.
Mayi.
Unto me.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Cha.
And.
Vidveshaha.
Envious.
Saha.
Such a person.
Why? Indeed.
Ashu.
Very soon.
Vinashyati.
He is vanquished.
Translation. When one is envious of the demigods,
who represent the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
of the Vedas,
which give all knowledge,
of the cows,
Brahmanas,
Vaishnavas,
and religious principles,
and ultimately of me,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
He and his civilization
will be vanquished
without delay.
He and his civilization will be vanquished without delay. So don't worry. Please, the worry is the main thing. This annoying thing destroys our devotional service. In Hindi, you say nicely, so chinta, chitta saman. Chinta and chitta, only one answer is missing. One dot is missing. And it becomes chitta. Chitta is really chitta and chitta. Please, somebody other, have unflinching faith in the supremacy of the Lord. The Supreme means He is controlled, Supreme control. Whether we have trust or not, whether we have faith or not, His control is there. Can't avoid. Black hair goes grey. Grey hair eventually leads us to final death. You know. So, nobody can avoid. Money, how much power, what the possessions you may have, your hair can never be black. And only the very natural life, Vedic controlled, Vedic way, may give you good health for a long time. Otherwise, it's not possible. Till my daughter and mother died, she didn't have grey hair. And when she died, she was nearly 80 years old. And now, she was very satisfied. She didn't anchor up. We were all in our Maya's work. We were all grown up children. So we were having our own Maya's responsibilities. Many times we saw her winning the victory, sometimes we met her. Even then she was quite old. This gave her nice life throughout. The thing is, whatever they had done, I don't know, but they drank a pure water, mineral water, real, in the real sense. Mineral means coming from the land, where taps were not there, the wells were there. And the river was flowing maybe 8 months a year. 4 months the river was very dry. So only the wells were there. So well water, they used to drink themselves. And they drink there. They took snan also with the mineral water. The water was very pure. And the cows were there. Cows really in front of us. And they were milking the cows. And Dharoshna, we didn't boil them. We didn't boil Dharoshna. When we milk the cow, the milk is already warm. So that warm milk we used to drink. So how much milk they might have drank? My father was a big jamindari. So they must have so much milk and curd. So this is the life. It gave her a very nice health throughout the life. ground, and then again the wheat were grown in the field, local field. Those wheat were there. And again those wheat also were not sent to the grinding stones. They themselves grew. I remember they were preparing dals and everything at home. The chana will get from the field, chana they dip into the water, they dry it, and then they grind it. And nice chana dal was there. Now chana dal is a dream. I don't know what they give us. Chana dal is not available. Then tur dal, this moong dal, they will dip into the water, moong and tur will be there, dry in the sun. Next day they grind and tur dal, tur dal. Then moong dal, everything was organic, very, very organic in the real sense of the term. At the moment, they printed the organic, but don't know really what is it. This life was there, and this is a real life, really. If we can, we have so much money with us, let us buy some cultivation land. Let's all cultivate there. Bhagavatam cultivation. At least we'll drink milk, if not anything else. We are maintaining this, our Bapuji is maintaining our cows. Cow fishing, Ushada, is really his service. He brought the cows, nice cows, and they multiply. We had to discard the bullocks, but the cows are there. Now 5-6 cows are there. He himself comes daily in the morning to feed them. With his own hands he feeds green grass and some animal fodder. He brings already dipped from his house with short and everything, he mixes it. And in the car, he and his wife comes and they feed them. He's really, his love for cows is incomparable. He spent, whatever you tell him, you will spend millions, thousands of rupees for cows. And he made a nice compound, I don't know whether you have seen, or cement compound is there, around the cow area. So other cows may not trouble. So that's how he has done so much. If we have money, we must have cultivation land and cows. And we have money. Please forget about the banks and interest. Buy the land. And somewhere the water will be there. At the moment we have one way land, plenty of water is there. Please come and cultivate. As so far it is not non-agriculture. And we don't want to do it non-agriculture if we can cultivate. So many trees could grow. It's a very small piece. But we may get something, maybe Krishna will. And water is plenty. Rain is plenty in that area. Water is hardly 10-12 feet deep. You get plenty of water. And don't know any way it may become agriculture. Just two cows, we will not see your face at all. And cow done. Then cage, cook on it, nice, only you get $10 with me for a year. You can grow the fodder, and there is nice one piece on the side. One main piece is there, and the one side piece is there. Inside piece we may have the cows, and fodder and everything. And we grow in this patch. And have only one farmhouse for kitchen or something. And have some trees for the nature care hospital. We don't want any other thing. So at the moment, do this thing. And we'll enjoy the whole land till it is developed. Sooner or later it is going to be developed. It's only 6-7 kilometers from the airport. So it's a lovely agriculture. But so, today we can do it, and today we don't have money to put into it. So, as you can say, the best thing, we should try to do something. At least the land which we have, we will get experience. And then we may get some land. And then again, the area, the lady unnecessarily freaked out. Otherwise, she has done a very good job. Our land is there. From there, about 5-6 kilometers, if you go by car, at the moment the road is not very good. But there are two lakes, natural lakes. High mountain, not mountain, but hills. And in between the stone hills, the water is stored. It's much more than mineral. It's the mine of health there. Really, we are killing ourselves everywhere. And it's just like a stone throw to a slight one. The only, some extent is everything. What happens that there, this one Sanjay man is very good. Sanjay, is Maharashtrian. He's very honest. And he started his life at the age of 50. He was assistant to mission. He was a laborer. And from there, you know, he was taking contracts. Now he's 45 years old. He is retired, he says. But again, he's doing something. But at the moment, he's quite free. So he's a very good person to help us in that area. He's a local man, Vaishnava Seva, a local man. So that's how we are very familiar there. And those lakes, out of one lake, one Parsi gentleman, before 200 years, without any machinery, without any dam, he has started a pipeline from there. And that pipeline is working. He wanted to please his wife. His wife was Mongolian. So he wanted to have a water for her. So since 200 years, that line is working. It's 24 hours of water. There is no machinery required. No dam, nothing at all. So those lakes are also very near. So near about the lakes, at the moment, I don't know how long everything can continue, but at the moment there is. And so what happens that in between 2 lakes, there is a very good pasture land. Trees are there. And that land belongs to Adivasis. So they can't say, we can buy.
What's Adivasi?
Adivasi means original settlers.
Like
native. And some villages are there.
Village.
Some villages are there.
Adivasi.
They stay there. Yeah. The villages are there. Now, so the developers, what they have done, they have found out a way out of it. That they cannot sell the land, but they can lease the land. These were maybe 99 years or 100 years or whatever. And that land is available for cows, because we are looking for the cows. Or we can settle there or have a tilling land, or plenty of rain is there. But at the moment it's a slow flying. So that land, this Sanjay was telling before 6 months that the acre of land was available for 1 lakh rupees. So I don't know now, it might have increased. But it's worth considering these things there. Suppose we have 10, 20 acres of land, then we can till there, till you want to go on very nice. And we can keep some cows there, some cows here. And we will have Vedic life. That is my really intense desire. And you people should have something nice. This yogurt I couldn't even touch. This is motherboard in the morning. I couldn't touch it. It's so heavy. He said that when he drank Nasik water and he went to America, he couldn't drink the water there. At least till we develop this, come to Nasik. You drink at least water in Nasik. When we drink water at Nasik, we feel that we are drinking water. We don't taste it. That's why you don't know the taste. Only the point is, natural life will give you a very nice... Again, it depends upon Krishna's wish. How much time is allotted to the body, we don't know. But so far as possible, we should not unnecessarily make it dirty. Dirty clothes are torn. So clean clothes we should wear. And we should be. We have to be, no doubt. Without eating, we can't survive. So eat only good things. Drink only nice things. In front of us. This Bapuji does very nice. That he only drinks house milk. So he has, in his area, there is a covered man. So he has a milking cows. So that he brings the milking cows in front of his compound. And he milks there. So Bapuji sees that it's a milking. Then only buys. How long? Because the Rasputin is also the major city now. So how long the milking cows will be available? But somewhere or the other, we have to find out something. You people have fortunately Lakshmi here. And Krishna is also there. So Lakshmi will not run away. So utilizing this somewhere, at least come and see. And what is possible, then all will combine together with them. But this is how the natural life will be, with Bhagavatam will be very suitable. Do Bhagavatam, nothing else. Enough you have earned for the whole of life. You can buy another house. He has bought one house. That house is giving $400 per month. So another house. Anyway, Krishna will arrange something. In this world, one thing is definite, that you decide that you want to pass your life like this. He arranges. You decide that I want to be decoyed. Alright. So he'll give you the intelligence way to find out the bank. He'll give you the intelligence way to find out the weapons to break the bank. He'll supply the intelligence. But you have to fix what you want. If you feel that I don't want to do anything, I want to send your names, all ideas. I'll give you all the presents. Those people also. You think that I want to do business? Okay, open the cloth shop. Go and bring the cloth from there. Have a nice shop. Sell like this. He'll give them diligence. The thing is, our desire will be fulfilled. What is that? The Tirthan, Shashwati Vyasaman there. He's in the Upanishad. Ishavinish. Yatata Tirthan, Shashwati Vyasaman there. Shashwati Vyasaman there. From many, many years, it is his business to fulfill the desire. But our desire must be right. That's how it is. Desire right. And if you do that, then there is no difficulty. If your desires are all right, you will fulfill. That is about. What is the Vasanti is actually? Ramayana is nice, actually. Then, you don't have to do anything. Sukrut eva prapanavyas. Sukrut. Do good activity. Prapana, surrender. Surrender. Those who follow Sukrut and Papanna. Then he said, and then come to me, and Tavasmi is Yasati. And I am yours, Yasana. Only you submit, I am yours. And Avyam Sarvadatasmai, my Hitadvatarubhutam Mama, that I will grant you fearlessness. That is my vow. What more you want? Again he says, Ma Vaishnava, you don't understand.
Oh!
Okay. Please don't be afraid. What is it?
Ma Vaishnava, Sarveshama, Matramatma.
I want everybody to have a good fortune. There is no discrimination. A, B, C, D, E, F, they are all equal to you. Only he says, you are the Sreshtha. Be Buddha. Buddha means intelligently on the good side. Then Buddha. And you are Sreshtha. And nobody is trying. So whatever we try, we are shrestha. And then Sarvesha Bhadramasudha. Those who are not following also, for them also he desires good fortune. Sarvesha. Everybody is included. And then he shows the way. Then Madhavishanam, hey, this is to be done. We don't have to do anything else. Madhavishanami, Sarvabhutanam, Sarvasreha Upatthana. This verse is very nice. And please try to follow this thing. And definitely the reward will be in the form of satisfaction. When he is pleased with us, we are completely satisfied in our own system, in our own circumstances. We are not dissatisfied. And those people who are atheist by nature, they are always dissatisfied. And devotees are always satisfied. They have nothing, even then they are satisfied. They have everything, even then they are satisfied. Everything goes away, even when they are fed. Something comes, even when they are fed. Please. Everywhere, the satisfaction should grow. Santosh Amrut Truptanam. This is Amrut. Santosh is Amrut. Santosh Amrut Truptanam. We are Trupta. We are completely satisfied with all santosh. This amrut we have got, nectar. Santosham patriptanam. Yat sukham, they obtain happiness. Yat sukham. Bliss. Shanta chetasam, their minds are completely at peace. This is the result of amrut truptanam. Kutastat dhananuddhanam. Those who are done loved. Again and again. Dhananuddhanam. Yataha sadhavata. They run here and there. They don't get anything. Santasya nuttuddhanam. Yatsya sukham. Chanta setasa. Kutastat dhananuddhanam. Yataha yata sadhavata. They are running around all day. Dhanbhuttana. L-U-B-D-H.
Lutana.
A-A. Lutana. N-A-A-N. Lutana. Lutha. Lobh. From Lobh, Lutha comes. Dhanbhuttana. Yataha yatacha. Dhavatana. They run here and Sadhavatam. Please. These are when one wants to achieve again tremendous knowledge. Somehow or other, we have to come to this stage that in our own circumstances, we should be completely satisfied. Don't look to others. Whatever given by Krishna to me, I am more than that. We try to improve our economic situation. But whether it improves or not, I don't know. But those who have santosh, those who have satisfaction, they are already rich. Already rich. Because these Vaishnavas are always entering after Krishna. So they are really completely satisfied in any situation. So the rishis also doesn't give them any trouble. They are very rich. But they live very simple. You will never know that he is rich. That is Vaishnava. Yes, for Purnamaya, day is very good. Nothing is lacking, and not a farthing is all spent. He is very careful about that. He doesn't like that overspending. And that's the Vedic way. And nothing is lacking. Anything you ask is ready. This is Vaishnava. But it is there already. And it doesn't intoxicate the Vaishnavas. Otherwise, the Shudras, they get intoxicated by riches. And the intoxication in any form is bad. The intoxication is the branch of Maya. There is nothing anyone intoxicated. These riches nowadays is not the real riches also. The rupee doesn't have any value at all. Land we cannot have. The encouragement is there. We cannot have anything here in this time. These times are very bad. Here only one thing we can do. Then if we have sufficient to eat, we should be very satisfied. Somewhere to stay, very satisfied. And whatever is left, we use here and there. This for Krishna or whatever. This is how the life must be conducted. And regarding the medical expenses, same thing, we should avoid it. Which drug you took?
No, Ritalin.
They found a Ritalin drug. So there was no disease in which it could be used. So they invented the disease. What is it?
ADD.
What is it?
Attention deficit disorder.
Attention deficit disorder.
They invented the drug first, and they didn't know what to do with it, so then they said that there's this mental disease that children have. So they give it to children. Anything. In the US,
they can't get it.
Wholesale they give. You may have heard of ADD here. Yeah, that didn't exist before the drug. They made the drug first.
And then
they invented ADD.
And those doctors, what can they do for you? They don't know anything. They say they get relief from this doctor. This is our liberation in Kali Yuga. There is no liberation for material thing. This thing is very horrible. Anything goes bad, and the first doctor comes. We have no tolerance. We have no faith in Krishna. Yesterday you read that all problems could be solved by this. But my health is not solved by that. This is ignorance. And if you can't do these things, then who is going to help you? We are reading Bhagavatam. There is a doctor, So I tell many times that if you see doctor through mistake, take snan. You have to have the snan. It's such an obnoxious thing, you see. And this is how some of the other, from hospitals and from doctors, we should intelligently come out. So we don't have to depend upon it. The end result of the disturbance in the body is that you may die. We are ready to die. We should have it out there. What is there in fun in dying in ICU? We should have Ketan and die. But death is really nobody wants. And they want to survive somebody else. Jijivisha. In Bhagavad Gita is known as Jijivisha. Jijivisha means at any cost I want to get back. At any cost I want to get back.
Okay.
Yes, that is Jijivisha. This is our Dhritarashtra. The Vidur says, you are following Jijivisha. How long? And then he started in the forest, then he died. And then wasted. Every year we went to die again. Died also in at least. It's very easy to say. But if I am sick also, I'll go to the hospital. Or you should be to the hospital. I came for a good reason. Last time I was taking rest in the same room which we are living. So I didn't know that I am not ready. But this Swayamjyoti thought that I am not ready. And he says, Maharaj is very serious. I was sleeping there. You see, he thought that Maharaj is very serious. So the two, three devotees came together. I was on dinner. I didn't sleep like this. I woke up in the hospital. Why did it happen? You're not ready. I must know that I'm not. And then so much thoughts said that I could fight with the hospital to survive. So many medicines and everything. I don't know what to do. But even then, it was a horrible session because of you. And in death and then you are serving me. You must be as a king of your chief. Yesterday was after. Yeah, I will call him ambulance and don't go to this way. I said, don't call him. Why? No, no. He said, no, you don't have to go to the hospital. I will have to run them. But he said, they are nebulizer. So they disappear. I am not an immediate easy, you don't go. We are so very addicted that something has come, you should go away immediately. And we are panicking. This panicking should stop by the study of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavad Gita. If you don't panic, you will not listen to anything. Hospitals were not there at all. Now only forest fire hospitals which come up in Rajkot, the whole lane has full of hospitals. Up on the first floor, onward is hospital, downstairs is medical shop. So there are near 100 hospitals, 100 medical shops. They are all busy. All doctors are busy. And doctors don't know what is happening. They are mad. So they go to psychiatrists. Again, all the psychiatrists, they come back together, they go to the supreme psychiatrist.
I studied psychology, and in psychology, in that field, they have the highest rate of suicides.
For any field. Yeah, the supreme psychiatrist, he commits suicide. In this age, there is no head and tail. Anything can happen. So better keep away from this. And somebody else, get relief from these hospitals and doctors. Too much is very bad. Instead, you do one thing, at least if you can't do any other thing, then only buy the things which are available, crude. I mean, this rice, dal, or something or whatever. So we can cook ourselves. So in front of us, we have prepared dal, or we have prepared khichdi, or we have prepared dokra or whatever. At least in front of us, we do. And that we eat. Don't buy the ready-made food. Or cooked. Instant food. Avoid. The dal is boiled in India. And you after 6 months it is same here. Instantly put in water and that is it. You are ready. Don't have to spend time. Better spend time than to have this instantly. I mean to say, ready-made things should be avoided. And we should have inclination towards nature's life. Then you will be saved from these doctors. Don't have inclination to natural life. Then we increase the artificial necessities and doctors. And once you go into their clutch, yes, can't come out. Or if surely you come out, you will be in belly. Definitely. And we don't have trust in Bhagavatam also. He says, Mahabhishnu. He says, please don't be afraid. And we are always afraid. Don't be afraid, he said. And if you have a headache, it's too much headache, I should go to the doctor. So while going home, again you go to the doctor and then go home. This is Mahabhishnu, that's it. Very nice work, very nice work. Maharaj, you did so nice. You know? I remember now all these three words. And why you going? What can I do? We can explain. I can thrust this knowledge in your throat. Please understand this. It's not only we have to the study, for study's sake or whatever. We have to put into practice. If this does everything good, Sarva Sreyo Patre, Sarva Bhutana Vidanti, Madarshane Sarva Bhutana, Sarva Sreyo. So we are not interested in Buddha. What is the meaning of this? And if we are really digesting this idea, then why are we endlessly beating our nose? There is no need. As I told you, then, what is it? Krishna Mare Rakhe Ke? Rakhe Ke. So if Krishna Rakhe, you will not be killed. But if Krishna decides that now the time of the body is over, then no one should be work. This is as clear as daylight. So at least we have faith in this. We should have. So if we have faith in Krishna Rakhe Mare Ke, then it is not that Dava Rakhe Mare Ke, medicine Rakhe Mare Ke. Otherwise, Krishna could have written in this, that medicine Rakhe Mare Ke. Medicine not Rakhe. Medicine is protecting me. Skin, they don't have any cure. At the most they can do is just temporary relief. And you get addicted to it. And you have to do it. So that addiction is very bad. They don't have any cure. They don't want cure. Cure means then you will not buy the medicine. They want their factory to run continuously. So their diabetes also, every day you have to do it. Then one American had come to him. He prepared nice food for them for him in high school. And as soon as he, before starting to shut up, he didn't even feel through the trouser. And you will see, he is insulin. So daily he has to take insulin. So the factory runs. It's not a cure. It's just temporary. And this is how any drug you take is not a cure. It's a relief. And again it comes in again. The factory is missing. Please recognize this. And at least the children should be taught not to depend upon these things. And children should be taught cooking first. These children must know cooking. If they don't know simple cooking, then they will definitely go to outside food. And outside food will give them bad health. So daily, before one settles and at least, they should be handed over to cook. First they will spoil. But teach them, train them. And they will assist you like anything. They'll enjoy and there's no cooking at the same time. Their friends are here. They save themselves from eating outside. So wherever he goes, if he has a burner, a small burner, he can cook easily at least one. Whatever burners are available everywhere. Some gas burner or something. Something has got to be done to make us self-sufficient. Potatoes are available everywhere. So they can boil the potato and make sabzi or mash or whatever. So they cook themselves. And this is how before Bhagavatam, this could be anywhere.
He cooks for mother. It's best. There's really first requirement.
The children must learn first. Because otherwise they will struggle. Because they have to go. And particularly here, now you people are working here. Maybe your sons might have to go to India to study. So there is just something junk for one grown-up boy, he wanted to do MBA or something. So he came to Bombay from Rajkot. And he couldn't stay, he couldn't get anything to eat. Eventually these Chupadip will have some house in Murivini. So they are really very nice. They are from Mangalati Delhi.
Base.
And they charge 2500 per month, which is very nice, including stay and eating and everything. So this way, we should try to find out something, or whether there are housing. And their criteria is good. That if you are a student, you have to score higher marks. So the study should not suffer. And Mangalati is there, Ekadashi is there. So this way, some pockets they have done very nice. So this way we should try. Otherwise, every child must learn cooking. At least they know which way they can prepare or use our idli is very easy. They can just boil and prepare some sambar and eat. Please, something, this is needed. And before we teach children, we should learn. Cooking must be there. And that is Vaishnavai. Many times they are known as Swayampati. They don't eat outside. Not inside also. They don't eat anybody's cooking. Swayampati. He only cooks and eats. That is Swayampati. So, if you can afford, we should become Swayampati. Then bring bhoga, I'll cook myself. That's what, so we know what is cooking. What we have to cook our own, according to our own taste. We know that. This is how. So we should try to put these things into practice first. And then touch Bhagavad-gita, Bhagavad. Then Bhagavad-gita has a relation effect. Because we have done something. And you offer the prasadam to Krishna. It will satisfaction. Again you get up again by Bhagavad-gita. You arrange your life in such a way that you don't have to struggle too much for your minimum spending. This much is there. Somebody there. So our Lakshmi is there, our residence is there. Our income is there, so we don't run around. So we just nice paper for that. Before preparation, we have a Bhagavad-gita, Bhagavatam, chanting, etc. Again, we get up again, we do the same thing. And this way, Krishna will make the life longer. Again, Krishna, the Master, must be there. And this is the main use of these scriptures also till we are alive in the material world. Afterwards, this is the really good life. But this is the ashrama should be here. Our house must be ashram. So cooking is going on, offering is going on, present people are going on. There is a mandarshana. And Sarvashri have cooked. What is? But we don't follow. We don't follow the way he is recommending. And we want Sarvashreya Upadhyay. The parinam we want, the result we want. I will not follow the path. You follow the path, I pay you. But then you hear, you chant, and I will get the benefit. That is not worthy. It's not worthy. These are the rich persons. Hey, Maharaj, you change for us. Maharaj changed, he will be benefited. And Maharaj gets money also, and benefit also. There was one very rich person in Calcutta, he was posting that daily I must hear Bhagavatam, and then only I'll start my business. I thought, that's very good. I thought, we want to see how you hear Bhagavatam. We went to his house. So there was a nice temple in between the house. And when Brahmin was sitting, he was reading Bhagavatam. So he got ready. And his habit was to hear Bhagavatam and then start. So he went there, sat for 5 minutes and went. This is Mukherjee Bhagavatam. When he is reading, he is getting benefit. And he uses from there, and just your niyam is there. That's it. 5 minutes after, I'm very busy. Then you can boast. Daily I must hear Bhagavatam before I go. And it becomes a ritual. So nothing should be converted into ritual. And there must be some concrete thing. Bhagavatam, when you read one paragraph, one verse, even then it's more than that. So this is something has got to put it. Next time you come, you should be cooking. Mataji will not come.
No. Yes. But you will be eight, Mataji.
Huh?
When I cook, you will be
eight. Yeah, definitely. If I'm hungry, I'll eat anything. I mean to say, it starts to be Maram. Self-sufficient. Our Krishna is self-sufficient. Doesn't require anything. These faces are very nice. Our Mataji is ready to go. Everything is ready. They are better. So we can do Bhagavatam more. But even if there is nothing, even then we should be alright. This is Bhagavatam, really Bhagavatam. Otherwise, if you are not self-dependent, then you have to depend upon somebody else. Always. Somebody else is always cheating in there. Always. Always misunderstanding is there. Always fighting is there because you have to depend. That is how the houses get apart. And not only that, but the elders are rejected. But they are burdened then. They are not working, they are not doing anything. When they say that, oh, you can't do anything, at least you are sitting, so your hands are working. So just rub the table at least. Whatever you can do, you should do. And that will give you more movement. But everything is very different in this world. We don't have the places where we can stay continuously. We have the different engagements. The life is not settled at all. And all these difficulties and not to depend upon our own self. We have to depend upon restaurant hotel food or whatever.
Hare Krishna.
Of this thing.
Yeah.